今天读的经文是马太福音第七章十三到十四节。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
It's a privilege for me to be here.
我觉得这个是很荣幸，我今天能在这里。
Yeah, I want to thank Pastor Samson for giving me this opportunity to open the Word of God with you.
我很感谢罗牧师给我这个机会，可以和大家一起来解读圣经里面的奥秘。
But before I do that, let me get to know you, or maybe let you get to know me.
在我正式的讲道之前呢，我们大家来互相认识一下。
So my name is Tommy.
我的名字叫 Tommy.
I've been at this church for 16 years, a long time.
我在这个教会呢，已经待了16年，至少16年的时间了。
I came to know the Lord as my Lord and Savior when I was 18, so about 10 years ago.
我在差不多18年以前，10年以前，在我18岁的时候呢，认识了主耶稣基督。
And then when I was 22 or 21, the Lord called me to pastoral ministry.
在我21岁、22岁的时候呢，主呼召我来侍奉他。
And so 4 years ago, the church took me up and supported me to go to seminary.
所以呢，四年以前呢，教会呢支持我就去了神学院。
And so at this Friday, I'm graduating.
其实呢，我就是在最近呢就毕业了。
You can find more about that in the bulletin.
在那个持续表里面呢，会有一些信息。
And so what I do in this church is that I lead the youth ministry.
我在这个教会所做的事工呢，就是带领年轻人。
And so if you have any children who are youth, grade 7 to grade 12, feel free to invite them and let me just, you know, teach them a lesson.
如果你的孩子在七到十二年级之间的这个年纪的孩子呢，可以送到我这边来，我很高兴来教导他们神的话语。
So without further ado, I believe this is where children go to their Sunday school. Is that right?
我们的孩子都去那个主日学，对吧
？Okay. So thank you for reading the scriptures from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14.
谢谢刚才姐妹帮我们读了这段经文，就是马太福音的七章第十三到第十四节。
But let me begin the message with a couple of questions that you need to ask yourselves.
让我一开始就来问你们几个问题，这几个问题呢，其实是大家需要自己问自己的。
Where are you at in your journey of faith?
在这个信心的道路上，你是走在哪里
？Are you walking the right way that leads to heaven?
你有没有走在那条正确的道路上，就是带领你去到永生的？
Are you following the only one who can lead you to everlasting life?
你有没有追随那一位，可以给你带你到永生的那一位？
To understand the passage that we just read, you will need to understand the context that led up to this passage and verse.
要懂得刚才读的这段经文呢，你需要懂得这段经文之前面的一些经文。
From Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7, these chapters are known as the Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音的第五章到第七章呢，是大家知道的，叫做登山宝训。
The Sermon on the Mount is a collection of Jesus' teaching on the theme of discipleship.
这个登山宝训呢，大家知道是耶稣基督的一些教训，就是关于怎么样做对门徒的一些要求的。
Discipleship means the nature of being a disciple or a follower of Christ.
做门徒意思就是告诉大家说做耶稣基督的跟随者是怎么样一回事情。
And the idea of discipleship is the process of making a follower become more and more like Jesus.
做门徒呢，也就是一个过程，就是这些耶稣的跟随者越来越变得像耶稣基督本人。
And so the whole sermon deals with the righteousness required of Jesus' disciples.
整个的这个登山宝训呢，就讲到了做耶稣门徒的他在公义方面的这个义方面的一个要求。
The nature of living in the kingdom of God.
也讲到了在神的国度里面生活是怎么样一种情形。
And the blessing and the persecution that they will know as followers of Christ.
也讲到了作为耶稣基督的门徒，他所要接受的祝福和他要面对的逼迫。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 is essentially the beginning of Jesus' concluding message of his sermon.
马太福音的第七章第十三节呢，是耶稣基督开始来总结他前面的整个登山宝训的精华的部分。
And his concluding message is meant to call everyone who's listening to respond to his sermon.
他的这个总结呢，是想要来呼召所有听他话的人呢，来做出回应。
And with any good sermon conclusions, Jesus is calling everyone to make a vital choice.
就像每一个好的讲道之后呢，都有一个呼召。这个呼召在这里呢，耶稣基督呼召我们要做一个很重要的一个选择。
And he warns the listeners by giving them an illustration known as the narrow gate and the wide gate.
他用两个比喻，就是用窄门和宽门的比喻来警告门徒们。
Jesus points the listeners to the right direction by commanding them to enter by the narrow gate.
他一上来呢，就告诉他的门徒们，正确的道路就是要选择进窄门。
But what are the reasons for such an urgent command?
为什么他要这么急迫地告诉我们这个呢？
We can observe the reasons found in the following verses.
我们如果读下面的几节经文呢，就知道为什么了。
First,There is the gate and way that lead to destruction, but many people are on this path.
首先呢，有一条路，有一个门，有一条路是带领人们走向灭亡的。但是呢，很多人呢走在这条路上面。
Second, there is the gate and way that lead to life, but only a few are on this path.
其次呢，就是有一个门，有一条路，是领人们走向永生的，但是呢，很少的人走在这条路上。
Based on this passage alone, Jesus is describing two gates, two ways, two destinations, and two groups of people.
在这一小段经文里面呢，耶稣基督就指出了两个门、两条路、两种结局和两群的人。
So with the passage in here, you will first notice that there are two gates.
在经文里面呢，你看到了有两种门。
There is the gate that is wide.
有一个门呢是很宽大的。
Jesus is describing a picture of a large entrance that welcomes everyone.
耶稣在这里呢描述一道门，就是一个很宽的一个门，欢迎所有人进去。
And many people can enter all at once.Without any difficulties.
很多的人呢可以一次就同时进去，毫无困难。
People can easily notice the wide gate, and they will bring their belongings through this gate without any personal sacrifices.
这个门呢很容易让人看见，很多人呢都可以带着他们所拥有的一切呢进入这个门。
They can bring their,
他们不需要做任何个人的牺牲。
They can bring their personal possessions.
他们可以带他们所拥有的一切进去。
Their wealth.
也可以带他们的财富进去。
Their self-determination.
也可以带他们的主权进去。
Their love of self and love of the world.
也可以带他们对自己的爱和对这个世界的爱，带着这些东西一起进去。
This gate is attractive and popular because it leads to the easiest way.
这个门呢确实是非常吸引人，也非常受人欢迎的，因为这个门引向的是一条容易走的路。
And then there is the gate that is narrow.
另外一个门呢是窄的。
When Jesus commands the listeners to enter by the narrow gate, he commands them to follow him and enter into the kingdom of God.
他要求他的门徒走进这个门的时候呢，他说他就呼召他们来跟随他，来走向天国。
In John chapter 10 verse 9, Jesus says this about himself.
在约翰福音的第十章第九节，耶稣基督是这样说他自己的。
He says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
他说，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
Following Jesus or entering by the narrow gate is the starting point of a journey that ultimately leads to heaven.
跟随耶稣进窄门是我们通向天国的这一条道路的一个起点。
Following Jesus must be a personal decision.
跟随耶稣基督必须是一个个人的选择。
You cannot rely on someone to make that decision for you.
你不可以依赖别人来为你做这个选择。
You must confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead if you want to be saved.
如果你想被你想被得救的话，你必须口里承认耶稣基督是主，并且心里相信神从他把他从死人里面复活。
The narrow gate is difficult for even a relatively small person to pass through without some distress.
这个窄门呢，即使是对一个个头比较小的人呢，也是很难、很不容易挤过去的。
The reason is because there is no room for a person to bring his personal belongings.
因为呢，人们走这个门的时候呢，他不能带他所有的个人的东西进去，因为没有空间。
In other words, that person must deny himself and love God more than self, more than worldly possessions, and more than worldly or earthly relationships.
也就是说呢，那个人进去的时候呢，他必须要否认他自己，必须要舍己，爱神胜过爱他自己，爱他世界上的所有的东西，还有世界上的人际关系。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus makes it very clear that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
在马太福音第六章第二十四节，耶稣已经讲得很清楚，就是说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
So you notice that there are two gates.
所以你知道有两个的门。
Second, you will notice that there are two ways.
其次呢，你会注意到有两条的路。
There is the way that is easy.
第一条路呢，很容易。
And it literally means roomy, spacious, or broad, which could also provide a sense of ease and comfort.
在经文里面呢，说到路是大的，那个大路呢，字面上的意思就是说很宽阔，有很多的空间，也就是说呢，很舒适，很容易的。
And because everyone is welcomed here, this is the road where different worldviews are tolerated and accepted.
在这条路上，你知道是它是宽的，所以呢，就讲到说，所有不同的世界观在这条路上呢，都是接受的，都没问题。
Thus, they view themselves as open-minded people.
所以呢，在这条路上走的人呢，他们自认为是一些开明的人。
This is the road where people can have different perspectives and opinions about God, about morality, humanity, destiny, and knowledge.
在这条路上走的人呢，他们对很多事情都有他们自己的看法，比如说他们对神、对道德、对人自己、对命运，还有对其他的一切，他们都可以有自己的看法。
It is the road where all religions join as one alliance and teach that all religions lead to the same place.
在这条路上呢，所有的宗教呢都认为是殊途同归的，都引大家向同一个地方去。
And I will say, it does lead to the same place, but it's not heaven. It is destruction.
我要告诉大家呢，是的，这些宗教呢都领大家到同一个方向去，但是很不幸的，那个方向并不是天堂，而是灭亡。
This is the role where sin, wickedness, and evil are tolerated in our society and culture.
这条路上，在这条路上，我们社会里面，我们文化里面那些邪恶的东西呢，都是被接受的。
And those who live for themselves and not for Jesus are also on this road.
那些为自己而活，而不是为耶稣而活的人呢，也是走在这条路上。
And then there is the way that is hard.
另外一条路呢，是比较艰难的。
And you may ask, well, how hard is hard?
你可能会问说，到底有多难？
Well, consider the teachings, in the Sermon on the Mount.
你如果想一下《登山宝训》里面讲的话。
Is it hard to love your enemies?
爱你的仇敌难不难呢？
Is it hard to be persecuted for being a Christian?
如果你作为一个基督徒被逼迫的话，你觉得那难不难呢？
Is it hard not to be fiercely angry at someone?
要你不要对别人怀怒，你觉得难不难呢？
It is hard because the cost of following Jesus requires followers to grow in holiness.
是难的，因为作为基督的门徒，他在圣洁这方面，他要越来越长进，要越来越圣洁。
In the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, Jesus said this to his disciples.
在马太福音的第五章二十节里面呢，耶稣基督这样对他的门徒说。
So Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, Jesus says,For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣这样对他的门徒说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
The disciples of Jesus are to live a radically different kind and quality of righteousness than the religious leaders.
耶稣门徒他们被要求要过一种跟宗教领袖完全不一样的迥异的一种生活，一种义的生活。
And just to give you a note, the religious leaders, they focus on outward appearance.
那些宗教领袖呢，他们注重的是外在的一些表现。
But the disciples of Jesus, we are to focus more than just outward appearance.
在作为耶稣的门徒呢，我们是注意外在的行为。
But that we need God to cleanse our heart inside.
但是呢，我们要求神呢要洁净我们内心，我们内在的。
We're not to be just pure on the outside, but we need to be pure in our hearts, in our inside.
我们不光要在外表上外面行为上圣洁，我们在内心里面也要圣洁。
And such pursuit of holiness and righteousness and following Christ would cost you your own life.
这样过一种这样追求这样圣洁的生活呢，可能会要你付出你的生命作为代价的。
Matthew chapter 16 verses 24 to 25, Jesus makes it very clear. He says this.If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
在马太福音的第十六章二十四到二十五节，耶稣这样对他的门徒说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己性命的，必要丧掉生命。凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
And the call to follow Jesus is a call to suffering.
跟随耶稣的呼召其实是一个受苦的呼召。
Because following Jesus could result in physical death.
因为跟随耶稣是可能要你付出肉身的生命的代价的。
In that cultural context, when you see someone carrying a cross, it means death and execution.
在当时的那个历史背景、那个社会背景的情况下，如果你看到一个人背着十字架呢，意思是代表着死亡和刑罚的。
In John chapter 15, verse 20, Jesus said, "If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours."
在约翰福音的十五章二十节，耶稣这样讲：他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们；若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
And that is the same exact expression from the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12.
这个呢，说的呢，跟保罗在提摩太后书的第三章十二节里面说的是完全一样的事情。
He says this, indeed.All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
保罗是这样讲，他说：不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
And even though it sounds uncomfortable to follow Christ, but Jesus promises that those who lose their lives for His sake will find life.
这样听上来好像做耶稣基督的门徒是蛮可怕的一件事情，但是耶稣基督应许说，那些为他的缘故丧失生命的，必要得着生命。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12, Jesus says, Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad.For your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
在马太福音的第五章第十到十二节，耶稣这样讲：凡为义受逼迫的有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼 迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们的。
So third, you will notice that there are two destinations.
第三点呢，就是你会注意到呢，有两个不同的结局。
The wide gate and the easy road lead to destruction.
那个宽门大路是引向灭亡的。
Now perhaps we hear Christian teachers and pastors teach us that there is a cost to following Jesus.
我们也许在圣经的基督徒的老师或者是牧师那边呢，听到说跟随耶稣基督是有一个代价要付的。
And I believe that Christians and non-Christians need to hear that there is a cost to following Jesus.
我相信呢，不管是不是基督徒呢，都应该知道跟随耶稣基督有这么一个代价要付。
But there is the other side of the cost that we need to consider.
但是呢，另外一方面的代价呢，我们也要考虑的。
And that is, what is the cost not to follow Jesus?
那就是不跟从耶稣基督要付的代价是什么呢？
You need to count the cost of not following Jesus because perhaps, I don't know most of you, but perhaps there are some of you in this room who have chosen not to follow him, or some of you are simply apathetic,or indecisive.
我们要知道这个不跟从耶稣基督的代价。也许呢，我不知道我们大家当中有没有人他决定说不跟从耶稣基督，所以他只需要知道这个代价是什么。
And the cost of not following Jesus is that you will face destruction.
这个代价就是你要面对那个灭亡。
And the ultimate destruction of a person is eternal separation from God.
对一个人来说，一个终极的一个刑罚，一个终极的惩罚呢，就是和神永久的分离。
People are separated because they have sinned against a holy and righteous God by their unbelief.
人们不信神，这样就得罪了这位公义圣洁的神。
They chose to follow their own ways rather than to follow Jesus.
他们选择走自己的道路，而不是跟随耶稣基督。
1 John chapter 5 verse 12 says this, Whoever has the Son has life, but whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
约翰一书五章十二节是这样讲，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And the cost of not following Jesus is losing Jesus himself.
不跟从耶稣基督的代价就是失去耶稣基督。
He has the words of eternal life.
他有永生之道。
And if you do not have eternal life, then you are subject to eternal punishment.
如果你没有永生，那你就要受永远的刑罚。
If you choose not to obey Christ, you shall not see life.
如果你不跟随耶稣基督，你就没有得不得见生命。
But that you are guilty of your own sins and the wrath of God will be on you.
你为你自己所犯的罪要付出代价，而且呢，神的愤怒要在你的身上。
And I want you to consider that there is a cost of not following Christ.
我就是真的是想要提醒大家，就是不跟从耶稣基督是有一个代价要付的。
Don't make this huge mistake of not counting the cost.
千万不要不理会这个代价。
There is a narrow gate and hard road that lead to life.
那个窄的门，那条艰难的路呢，是有通向永生的。
And it's the only the narrow gate that leads to heaven.
只有这个窄门呢，让人使人通向永生，通向永生的。
In our world, there are many different religions and philosophies that invite us to follow their worldview.
在我们今天的世界上，有很多的宗教，有很多的哲学，都想让我们去跟从他们的世界观。
Everyone is trying to seek for truth or trying to find their own way to heaven.
每一个人呢都在寻找真理，想寻找那条通往天国的路。
All other religions teach that salvation is accomplished by human achievements.
所有其他的宗教呢都在教人们说，被拯救是人的行为的结果。
Those are Satan's religions.
那些是撒旦的宗教。
And they are based upon man's effort, ability, and good deeds to earn heaven.
那些撒旦的宗教呢？他们是建立在人的能力、人的自己的作为的基础上。他们觉得说，人的自己可以挣来进那个天国的门票。
But Christianity is the only unique religion that differs from all other religions.
但是我们的基督信仰呢，和其他的基督和其他的宗教呢，完全的不同。
Only Christianity is the religion of divine accomplishment.
在我们的基督信仰里面，人的得救是神的作为。
And that accomplishment is found in the gospel.
这个作为呢，是通过福音来让我们大家知道的。
Salvation is accomplished solely and only by God through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection.
这个救恩呢，是只能通过神。靠着他儿子耶稣基督的死和复活来达到的。
And Jesus calls all of us to follow him.
耶稣基督呢，就呼召我们所有的人来跟随他。
In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
在约翰福音的第十四章第六节，耶稣这样讲：我就是道路、真理和生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
在使徒行传第四章第十二节这样讲：除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天上、天下、人间，没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Here's what it means.
这就是说
，Buddha can't save you.
菩萨不能救你。
Confucius cannot save you.
孔夫子不能救你。
The Pope cannot save you.
大主教不能救你。
Only Jesus can save you.
只有耶稣基督能救你。
Jesus Christ is exclusively the only way to heaven and salvation.
只有耶稣基督是通向永生和天堂的那条唯一的路。
At the same time, he inclusively calls and commands everyone to forsake their religion and their self-righteousness and to follow him and enter the narrow gate.
耶稣基督呼召所有的人放弃他们自己的宗教，放弃他们自以为意的那个想法，来跟随他进窄门得永生。
And then fourth, you will notice that there are two groups of people.
第四点呢，你就会注意到有两群的不同的人。
Many will enter through the wide gate and walk on the easy road and eventually lead to destruction.
很多的人呢，他们要进入那个宽大的门，走在那个宽敞的道路上，最后呢，走向灭亡。
Because many are going to this gate and walking on this road, one can perceive that these people seem to be walking in the right direction.
因为有很多人走在这条路上，所以呢，人们呢很容易以为这条路就是正确的那条路。
It seems like they have the right answer.
好像这些人呢是有对天国的正确的答案的。
And it seems like they're just doing the right thing.
好像呢，他们走在这条路上是对的。
And this is when bandwagoning starts happening, and people are jumping onto it.
所以呢，大家也就看到他们的人呢，也就随大流了，就跟随他们。
And unfortunately, the majority is not always correct.
但是很不幸的是，不是大多数人就是对的。
And then there is the few who will find the narrow gate and enter through it and find life.
同样的呢，有很少的人呢，他们发现了，他们找到了那个窄门，他们就从那个窄门进去。
If you read through the scriptures, then this should not be a surprise for us.
如果你通读圣经的话呢，你就不觉得这个很奇怪了。
I can just go through the whole scripture with you on Bible study, and I can show you that there are always these few people who relied on God.
我可以在圣经里面找到很多的例子来告诉你说，总是有一小部分的人他们是跟随主、顺从主的。
But let me just give you two examples.
我在这里只给你们两个例子。
You can think about Noah's family who survived the flood while the majority did not survive.
我们知道，挪亚的一家人，他们在那个大洪水的时候呢，他们存留下来了，但是其他所有的人呢，都在洪水里面丧了命。
You can consider Joshua and Caleb, who were the only ones from the first generation of Israel released from the Egyptian slavery to enter into the promised land, while the majority of the first generation died in the wilderness.
我们还可以看到约书亚和加勒这两个人呢，是从埃及被神领出来的第一批人那一批人当中的两位。但是呢，这第一代的人呢，都在旷野，都倒闭旷野死了，都没有能够进入应许之地。只有加勒和约书亚他们两个人能够进入，那一代人当中只有他们两个人能够进入应许之地。
So again, there are always the small group of people who follow God's way while the majority rejected and rebelled against God.
所以你看到总是有那么少数的一小群人，他们是真的是来跟随主的道路，但是大多数的人呢，他们都是背逆神的。
I guess the question you might ask is this, how few is few?
也许你会问说，你刚才说少，人很少，到底有多少？
Who are the few that can be saved?
到底是谁是这些人当中的被得救的人呢？
Give me the numbers.
到底有多少？给我数目吧。
Well, in Luke chapter 13, verse 23, someone asked a similar question.
在路加福音的第十三章的第二十三节的地方，有人问了相同的问题。
Listen as I read Luke chapter 13, verses 23 to 24.
我读一下这个路加福音第十三章的第二十三节到二十四节。
And someone said to him, that is Jesus, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
这里说，有一个人问他说，这个他呢，指的是耶稣基督。问他说，主啊，得救的人少吗？耶稣对众人说，你们要努力进窄门，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
Jesus himself does not answer the question because he does not want anyone to speculate on the numbers.
耶稣基督没有直接的回答他们的问题，因为他不想让大家去猜那个数目字。
Rather, he responds by telling them what the individual should do to be saved.
而他是告诉大家说，每一个人想要得救，他应该做什么。
And that is to enter through the narrow door or to follow Christ.
那就是进入那个窄门，跟随耶稣基督。
Salvation is by grace through faith in Christ.
救恩是本乎恩，因着信。
Indeed, like I'm not saying that we are to, you know, do good deeds or work hard to earn heaven. That's not what I'm saying.
我不是说我们是靠我们自己的行为来得救。
We are to place our faith in Christ.
我们是要把我们要信靠主耶稣。
We are to repent of our sins.
我们要为我们的罪来悔改。
We are to follow Him for the rest of our lives.
我们要在我们一生当中来跟随他。
Nonetheless, John MacArthur, one of the pastors in America, he commented on this passage.
有一位美国的牧者呢，这样子来说，他就是评论这一段经文。
He said, entering the narrow gate is nonetheless difficult because of its cost in terms of human pride, because of the sinner's natural love for sin, and because of society's and Satan's opposition to God's truth.
他这样讲，他说进窄门是真的是非常困难的，因为人的骄傲，也因为人对犯罪的那个天然的喜爱，还有这个世界和撒旦对神的抵挡，因为这些进窄门是非常困难的。
And we are to turn away from sin and turn to God and follow Him, placing our faith and trust in Christ.For the forgiveness of our sins.
我们应该转离罪，而转向神，信靠他，以便我们的罪得赦免。
Now, the illustration about the narrow gate does not mean that someone can stand on the fork road and ponder the decision between the two gates for the rest of his or her life.
这个宽门窄门的比喻并不是说有另外一个选择，就是人可以站在那个十字路口，在那里不做选择。
It is as if standing on the fork road or sitting on the fence could be a third option.
在那里犹豫不决，不做选择，并不是一个选择，并不是一个决定。
But let me tell you this.
让我告诉你。
If you choose not to enter the narrow gate and follow Christ, then you have by default chosen the wide gate and the easy way.
如果你没有选择进窄门跟随耶稣基督，那你已经是自动的选择了走宽门，进宽门走大路，通向灭亡。
Please do not put off this important decision to follow Christ for later.
不要在这件事情上久久不做决定。
Don't wait for the next hour.
不要等再等更多的时间了。
Don't wait until next week.
甚至不要等到下周了。
Or don't wait until you retire and think, okay, I don't have much to do, might as well follow Christ.
不要等到你退休的时候说，哦，我现在没什么事情可做了，我现在可以来跟随耶稣基督了。
As Jesus said, as I just read in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
因为主耶稣基督在路加福音的第13章24节里面说，将来有许多人想要进来，却是不能了。
There will eventually come a time when the opportunity to be saved will be taken away from you.
终有一天，我们能够得救的这个机会呢就被挪走了。
And that time could either be Christ's second coming or when you pass away.
这个时间呢可能是耶稣的第二次再来，第二次到来，或者是我们离开这个人世的时候，我们得救的机会就没有了。
And we can never know when Christ is coming back or when our life will go in this life.
我们不知道这两件事情什么时候发生。
So today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以今天如果你听见他的声音，你听见神的声音，不要心硬。
If you're not in Christ today, then repent and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior and follow him. Enter the narrow gate.
如果你今天还没有信靠他的话，今天就可以悔改，来跟随他，来进那个窄门，通向天国。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，而是要世人因他得救。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
We have learned that there are two gates, two ways.Two destinations and two groups of people.
我们已经看到了有两道的门，两条的路，两种结局和两群的人。
The beginning of Jesus' conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount boils down to this simple truth.
耶稣基督登山宝训的总结呢，可以就体现在这下面的一句话上面。
Jesus is drawing the line as clearly as possible between the way that leads to destruction and the way that leads to life.
耶稣基督他在通向永生和通向灭亡这两条路中间画了一个非常清楚的一个分界线。
He does not provide us the third option.
他没有给我们提供第三个选择。
There are no middle grounds in our allegiance and commitment to Christ.
在我们跟随顺从神的事情上，并没有什么中立的地带。
He does not give us the alternative option to be passive or indecisive.
他也没有给我允许我们在那里迟迟不做决定。
There is no partial commitment.
也没有一部分的委身。
He is commanding us to choose between life and death.
他要求我们在生和死之间做选择。
And there are two ways for us to relate to Christ.
我们有这样两个办法来和耶稣发生关系。
Either we are with Jesus or we are against Jesus.
我们不是跟随耶稣基督，我们就是抵挡他。
Either we follow him completely as a disciple or we do not follow him completely.
我们要不然就是跟随他做他的门徒，要不然就是不跟随他。
If you have not chosen to follow Christ this morning, then you are by default against him, and you are his enemy.
如果你今天早上你还没有决定跟随他的话，你已经是自动的做了选择，你就是不跟随他，你就是他的敌人。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 says that you are dead in the trespasses and sins. You are following the evil one, and you are by nature a child of wrath.
在以弗所书第二章的第一到三节这样讲，你们死在罪恶过犯中，你们跟随那邪恶者，你们本为可怒之子。
It's either you're a Christian or you're not a Christian.
你要不然就是一个耶稣的跟随者，要不然就不是。
You're either a child of God or you're a child of the evil one.
你要不然就是神的孩子，要不然就是邪恶者的孩子。
You're either spiritually alive or you're spiritually dead.
你要不然就是在属灵里面是活着的，要不然在属灵里面就是死人。
Don't wait. Come to Christ this morning, please.
不要再等待了，今天就来到主耶稣基督这里。
If you have chosen to enter the narrow gate and follow Jesus, then rest assured that Jesus, who is the good shepherd, will lead you no matter how hard the road may be, so long as you walk or follow his footsteps.
如果你已经决定跟随耶稣基督的话，那你就大可放心，因为耶稣基督是一个好的牧人，不管通向天国的这条路有多艰难，只要你跟随他的脚步，他就可以带你到天国去。
He will shower blessings in your life.
他在你的一生当中会给你许多的祝福。
He will reward you.
他也会给你奖赏。
Following Jesus is what gives us joy, purpose, and meaning in life.
跟随耶稣基督，你就有喜乐，有生命的意义。
The reason is because the one whom Christians follow, God Himself, knows exactly how life ought to be lived.
因为所有基督徒所跟随的这一位，他知道的清清楚楚，一个人的一生该怎样活。
And as Christians, we have the responsibility to warn others to enter the narrow gate and tell them about the gospel message.
作为耶稣基督的跟随者，我们也有责任去警告其他的人关于这个窄门的事情，我们也要向别人传福音。
So how would you respond to this message?
你怎么样对这篇信息做回应呢？
How would you respond to this passage that Jesus gave?
你怎么样对这一段经文做回应呢？
Are you walking the right way that leads to heaven?
你有没有走在那条通往天国的道路上呢？
Are you following the only one who can lead you to eternal life?
你有没有跟随那一位可以带你走向永生的那一位？
Have you decided to follow Jesus this morning?
你有没有决定跟随耶稣基督？
Will you choose to enter by the narrow gate that only leads to heaven?
你有没有选择那条通往天国的道路？
Or will you by default choose to remain in the wide gate and easy road that leads to destruction?
还是你依然想留在那个宽门那个大路上面通向灭亡呢？
What is your choice this morning?
你的抉择是什么？
Choice is yours.
你得要来做这个决定。
Let me pray. Father, please speak to us. And please save us if there are some who are not in Christ this morning.
亲爱的天父，谢谢求你来救我们。如果我们当中还有人没有信你的，求你来拯救他们。
May we not harden our hearts.
让他们不要硬着心肠。
May we just hear from you from this word.
当我们听到你这些话的时候，
and that we would accept this invitation, this command to follow you for the rest of our lives.
我们就接受你的命令来跟随你。
No matter how young or old we are, it's not too late this morning.
不管我们年纪有多大，都不算太迟。
While we still have breath right now, may we make an important decision and to follow you.
当我们还有生命气息的时候，让我们就来做这个决定，来跟随你自己。
Oh Lord, please help us.
求你来帮助我们。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢 Tommy 弟兄给我们分享的信息。我请大家注意一下这周敬拜的 PowerPoint， 我觉得很感动。这是教会的我相信是秘书 Janette 姐妹给我们准备的，大家仔细领会一下，它是不是和 Tommy 弟兄今天的信息非常的契合。你看那条十字架，它所指引的道路是光明的，是窄的，但是它是唯一一条路可以通向圣经里所向我们启示的那个永生的真理的。在这个十字架以外的那么大的 地方是空白的，是这个世界是旷野，充满了无尽的诱惑，无尽的可能。当我们不走在这条十字架的时候，就像汤米弟